Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh,
what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Right on.
What's up, Suzanne?
What's up?
Hey, man, what's your name?
Right on.
Right on, baby. Right on. This is the 45th anniversary of Marvin Gaye's 1971 album, What's Going On?
That's
Going On. This is one of the great, 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 great Motown tunes.
I just
crank
like listening to him. Woo, woo.
Crank it up.
Oh, but who would they judge us?
We're going to release some new vinyl of the old Marvin Gaye tunes from 1971 to 1981 on the 27th. And this is obviously to coincide with the theme and the song itself, what's going on. But there's a lot of great Marvin Gaye music, for sure. I would look forward. I get this myself.
I'd get it on vinyl.
As a CD. Now I want to get it as a CD so I can play in the car. I've got one old record player I'm going to try to revive. But in the meantime, the practical side is I got CD players all over the place. So, and the music that he created is so enjoyable for me anyway to listen to. All right, so that's the Marvin Gaye story. Now let's move over to Sia because she's going to hit the road for a tour this fall. Bringing Miguel and Aluna George for every show, starting in September in Seattle, running through late November, ending up in Austin, Texas. What do we know about Sia?
She can't see Sia through her hair.
Yeah. She has a lot of wigs that she travels with.
Does she? Like Dolly Parton wigs, you mean?
Oh,
except
no.
They all cover her face.
They cover her face?
She covers her face because she doesn't want to be recognizable for anything other than her music.
Really?
Isn't that artsy, Dougie?
That's really interesting.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm just going to cover everything and be like, I only want to be known for my radio presence.
But it is interesting because, honestly, I don't know what she looks like. She could be sitting next to me at Starbucks. I wouldn't know.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's interesting. My sister was a really big fan of her before she got huge. And so I listened to some of her stuff from then, and she doesn't cover her face in any of those videos, but I think it's because she was relatively unknown, so she was fine with that. But now that, I mean, she's written huge songs for Rihanna and, you know, all of these different artists, and I think...
And she's had so many number ones herself.
Exactly.
Now.
You lose... I don't know, I feel like it's easy for people to lose their sense of self or, you know, what their purpose is if they're super duper famous.
Gotta be honest with you, though. I can't even hang with bangs. I can't imagine when she's on stage and she starts to sweat a little. I don't know. I would be going crazy.
That's so funny.
All right, time for a switch. Turn the page to New Kids on the Block. Been talking about releasing a new album. Jordan Knight, Joey McIntyre, Danny Wood.
Don't forget Donnie Wahlberg, my favorite.
Where's Donnie Wahlberg?
I don't know if Donnie's going to be involved.
What?
Oh,
he's
so busy
on his TV show.
Nah,
he directs the tour, though. I mean, he's like the guy that got him going every summer. They do a tour every summer now.
And he's busy filming The Wahlburgers, which my boyfriend won't stop watching.
It's so good.
What is that about? It's their hamburger joint.
It's about the two cute Wahlbergs and the ugly one.
Right, exactly.
All right, who's the ugly one? You got Mark, you got Donnie.
Who's
cooks.
He's the one
cook?
Who makes the burgers.
Yes. The guy who flips burgers.
Supposedly, a couple of restaurants that they've gotten for their mother also to run.
More than a couple. It's now a chain, and they're everywhere. They actually
Wahlburgers
opened one.
Is.
Yeah,
but
Wahlburgers.
There's another restaurant that they opened for their mother, which is in Norton, Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
It's just another way for them to help out the rest of the members of the family, as much as anything else. So would you go see the New Kids on the Block this summer?
I went to see them last summer.
I go see them this summer.
Answer, yeah.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Confidence is certainly an important characteristic for achieving big success.
However, recent research shows it may not be the most important. Self-compassion, rather than self-esteem, may be the key to unlocking your true potential for greatness.
Instead of judging yourself harshly, look at your shortfalls with kindness and understanding. You make a mistake, learn from it, forgive yourself for it, and move on.
Studies have also found that those with more self-compassion have higher levels of optimism and happiness and experience less anxiety and depression.
Self-compassion creates self-awareness and even better self-esteem. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was one of the most effective base runners ever. His record of 38 steals without being caught lasted for 13 seasons. He was a key part of the stellar Dodger teams of the 70s and the 80s.
This should do it. The Dodgers were the 1981 champions of baseball.
So where is Davey Lopes now? Davey's hometown of Providence, Rhode Island, named a rec center after him. But Davey's still in Los Angeles. Regarded as one of the best base running coaches in the game, he's currently the Dodgers' first base coach.
Key to base running is knowing the game situation, the number of outs, the inning. That would dictate as to what you can and cannot attempt to do.
Nobody can take an extra base like Davey. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.